One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. I've been looking for freedom.
Muy buenas tardes, queridos oyentes. Bienvenidos de nuevo a Brave Potatoes, vuestro programa en Spanglish de Radio Enlace. Good evening, Collins. Welcome to Brave Potatoes.
Thank you, and the same to you, Cabrera.
Antes de nada, queremos felicitar desde aquí a nuestra queridísima amiga Luz, que cumplió ayer bastantes años, pero bueno.
Yeah, big one.
Pero bueno, los cumplió y sabemos que a ella le gusta mucho su... disfruta mucho de su cumpleaños y nosotros mucho de sus celebraciones, y además nos ha invitado para dentro de poco.
Definitely.
Así que Luz, un besito desde aquí. Te queremos donde quiera que estés.
¿Qué vamos a hacer por los disfraces? Siempre hay disfraces, ¿no?
Espero que sí, pero no se lo digas porque la semana que viene, cuando vayamos a la fiesta, es una sorpresa. Entonces tendremos...
¿Shall we coordinate or shall we just do our own thing and go as a coordinated tripod, like last year?
Last year...
What did we go as last year?
Nuestra amiga que cumple años tiene una manía que nos encanta a los demás de hacer fiestas temáticas, y el año pasado lo hizo de paradas de metro. No hay una explicación, lo hizo así, y entonces cada uno se tenía que disfrazar de una parada de metro sin decírselo a los demás. Los aquí presentes, Mike, Collins y yo mismo, nos disfrazamos sin saberlo de la misma parada de metro. Eso es una posibilidad entre 237.
Yo no puedo recordar que fue la estación de metro, pero recuerdo que estaba vestido como la madre de Gareth, y tú también y él también.
Sí, exactamente. Sí, yeah. Los estilos de ropa son distintos en Gran Bretaña y en España. En ciertas partes de Gales, en Tailatec y demás, son distintos.
Power development, no.
Mike, he oído que has estado hace poco comprando muebles para adaptar tu casa.
Yeah, that's true. I will keep this very short and brief. It's not too interesting. But last week, we took down a set of shelves that were in a rather strange position. That meant that taking down the shutters, the persianas, was very difficult. So we moved that. But when we moved it, it left a very black stain, so we needed something to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
O sea, quitaste una estantería que dificultaba bajar una persiana, pero se quedó una línea negra y necesitabas algo para cubrirlo.
Mm-hmm. So we went to some very good kind of funky shops in the center of Madrid, and we bought a Chinese style piece of cloth to stick on the wall. But something very interesting that we bought was an owl's head.
La cabeza de un búho.
Yep.
Real. Como decoración o era real.
Well, of course it wasn't real, but it was bigger, probably the size. Well, to be honest, I don't really know how big owls are, but I would say that if an owl had a head this big and I saw it in real life, I would be very scared.
Owls have big heads.
They do.
They're like that big.
Yeah.
Their bodies like that.
I think I saw some at the Olympics. They've got... I don't know. Anyway, so we have that. Gareth, you're actually going to come to my house on Friday to have a look. You haven't been to the house for a few weeks, so you will see it. But one thing that has been getting me down...
How depressing you.
Yeah.
I look at this, está deprimiendo.
Yeah, is that... that I have to always wash the dishes, wash the dirty plates after dinner.
Tienes que lavar la vajilla después de la cena.
Yeah, because...
Y tú, solo tú.
Because Laura cooks the meals and then I clean, which is fair enough, but I'm thinking, and I'm going to, if you guys think that this is not too cheeky...
Con demasiado morro.
Mm-hmm. If you don't think this is too cheeky, I'm thinking of asking Laura if we can buy lavavajillas.
No, Collins, Mike, lavavajillas. Necesitas un lavavajillas.
But why? What's a lavavajillas? Wouldn't Laura want a lavavajillas?
Well,
it would help me more than her, to be honest.
Sí, bueno, no, un lavavajillas os ayuda. os ayuda a ambos, exactamente. Lavavajillas con L, no con N.
Ah, vale.
Es un error muy común entre la gente que está aprendiendo el castellano.
It's like when
Collins al principio lo decía también. Lo decía bastante.
So how do you say the real word? Lava
vajillas.
Vajillas. Okay. Mm. Thank you very much. But anyway, that's the end of that section. So let's move on.
Collins, tenemos noticias. Tenemos un montón de tengo una noticia aquí interesante que quiero compartir porque creo que esta es una que nos va a encantar a todos. Hallan un euro con la efigie de Homer en lugar de la del rey en una tienda asturiana de dulces mediante un trabajo impresionante. Este tendero asturiano, cuando estaba haciendo caja, encontró una moneda de euro real, auténtica, con el lado de la cruz estaba correcto, pero en la cara, en lugar de tener la efigie de Juan Carlos I, tenía una imagen perfecta de Homer Simpson. Hay una persona que está dedicando a grabar con un buril o con algún objeto punzante la imagen de Homer Simpson en lugar de la del rey.
Incredible.
Collins, ¿qué te parece?
I think it's fantastic.
Y he visto que a partir de ahora el euro no va a tener 100 céntimos, va a tener 10 bahts.
Isn't the baht the unit of currency in Thailand?
It is, yes. You can, this was probably...
100 bahts is one Simpson.
I think so, but I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, bloody hell, it was that long ago, that for lunch, or for dinner, it didn't really matter, for 20 baht, which was 33 pence, which, well, I don't know, now we have to translate
cents.
It, 50 cents, I had a meal.
Oh, that's not bad.
It was good, 20 baht.
So here for 50 cents, you have a singer.
Yeah, that's true, I think that's 50 cent.
Oh.
How much would a slice of the famous Spanish omelette cost? Could I get one for 50 cents?
I don't think so.
No? I can't believe it's worth more than that.
So, boys, who would you like to see on the face of a 1 euro coin instead of the king or a head of state?
I wouldn't mind to have my own face on the coin.
Okay.
So, with a mirror will be enough.
With a what?
With a mirror.
Yes, with some blue tack and a mirror, you have everything. What face would I like? Probably the face of a pretty woman. Not Julia Roberts, just any.
Any pretty woman.
Yeah.
Any in particular?
Just a Chinese woman, I think. I've seen a lot of beautiful Chinese women during the Olympics, not really the athletes so much, but then again, a lot of the athletes I've seen, the female athletes, the Welsh woman who won the cycling for Britain with the gold, she wasn't the most attractive. Also, a couple of weeks ago, we won gold and bronze in swimming. They also weren't particularly attractive, but if we could get Sharon Davis's beautiful face... Probably an Olympic British swimmer, incredibly beautiful, more beautiful than a 2000, more beautiful than a 2008 Olympic swimmer,
mm-hmm.
more beautiful than 10 Olympic swimmers today, was Sharon Davis 15 years ago.
But if, you know, the problem is, if you had the Chinese lady on the euro, we'd have to change the name of the currency, we'd have to call it a 1 euro coin.
Yo creo que sí, en lugar de poner la imagen de Juan Carlos I, si quisiésemos poner un euro que representase la imagen de lo español, habría que poner la de Fernando Alonso, porque aparece en todas las publicidades, como Fernando Alonso patrocina todo, habría que ponerlo también en el euro, es la única imagen
his
de
head era. Won't fit on the coin.
Not even his neck.
His neck wouldn't fit, no.
Anyway. Yeah, sorry.
But it's very interesting how if you have a euro coin, Scandinavia actually looks like a testicle and a penis. So they wouldn't have to change all of it to put Alonso's head on the coin.
Anyway.
Estamos haciendo un concurso ahora mismo en Brave Potatoes. Querido oyente, si tienes nuevas ideas de qué imagen pondrías en el euro, aparte de la imagen de Juan Carlos I, solo necesitas mandarnos un correo electrónico a bravepotatoes@ radioenlace.org.
Radio in Brave Potatoes at radioenlace.org.
Now, the winner, like our winner from last week's competition, which I'm sure you all remember, they are considered our biggest fan for the week. And this week we have our biggest fan in the corner. He's quite quiet, but if you come up with an original face, you can also be here next week as our fan.
Excellent. And also, if you have the same name as a famous person, give us a call or send us an email. Can we do that? No, can we? No, no, we're not set up. We're not set up for it.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly, but all the looks were too sad. Tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Collins, tenemos más noticias interesantes, ¿verdad?
Yes, we certainly do, Cabrera. Nigerian man advises against 86 wives.
Un hombre nigeriano recomienda... está en con, no, aconseja no tener 86 mujeres.
Yeah.
¿Qué recomienda, tener 85?
Is that possible?
Siempre números impares.
Now, this Nigerian man, Mohamed Bello Abubakar, 84 years old.
¿Puedes repetir el nombre? Que no ha quedado muy claro.
Mohamed Bello Abubakar.
Ah, el Moja.
This man is a former teacher and Muslim preacher.
And he's a teacher.
He's a teacher.
¿Qué es a preacher? ¿Qué significa en inglés a preacher?
He's a teacher and a Muslim preacher.
Preacher?
Anyway, he has married 86 children and has at least 170 children. We don't have a specific figure.
Hang on. Is it legal to marry children in Nigeria?
Barely.
Because how many children is he married?
You say that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. No. He has
casado con 86 mujeres y ha tenido cuántos niños?
No. Right. He is married to 86 women.
And he has
at least 170 children.
Tiene 86 mujeres y por lo menos 170 hijos, con lo cual deducimos que a lo mejor tiene más.
Maybe. Well, yes.
Es un hombre muy fértil.
He's a very,
y con buena puntería.
He says he is able to cope only with the help of God. A man with 10 wives would collapse and die, but my own power is given by Allah. That is why I have been able to control 86 of them.
Entonces,
he told the BBC.
Él lo que dice la BBC es que un hombre se volvería loco con 10 mujeres, pero él, con la ayuda de Allah, puede hasta con 86.
Yeah, exactly.
Con la ayuda de Allah puede controlar 86 mujeres, según dice.
Yes.
Perdón por la traducción.
No problem. He says his wives found him, or looked for him, and then found him, because of his reputation as a healer.
¿Tiene buena reputación de qué, perdón?
Healer, como un curandero.
Right, I don't know what's happening, but the three words Gareth said, healer, preacher, and teacher, he is saying very, very strangely. You have spent too long in Wales.
But they don't speak like that.
I don't know what happens then.
Okay, I don't go looking for them. They come to me. I will consider the fact that God has asked me to do it, and I will just marry them.
Collins, una pregunta. ¿Ese acento que intentas imitar, de qué país es ese acento? De Boracia.
It's from a foreign...
Ah, foreign accent.
It's just a foreign accent.
Ah, bien.
It's foreign. But however, the Islamic authorities in Nigeria are not happy with this man, mm-hmm. and they have called his family a cult.
Well, there's no need for that.
¿Y quién le han llamado?
A cult.
¿Qué significa?
Un culto, un secto, una secta.
Han dicho que eso es una secta. Bueno, desde aquí vemos que nuestra opinión es que 86 mujeres es un poco excesivo. Pero, ¿y cómo pueden mantenerlas? Porque es una noticia impactante. ¿De qué trabaja? ¿Es rico?
I don't know. We'll find out now. Most Muslim scholars agree that a man can have 4 wives. Seems reasonable.
Sí, normalmente la norma es siempre y cuando pueda mantenerlas económicamente.
Probably. But Mr. Bello Abubakar says there is no punishment stated in the Quran for having more than 4 wives. To my understanding, the Quran does not place a limit, and it is up to you. It is up to what your own power, your own endowment and ability allows, he says. So in other words, as you suggest, Cabrera, what you can afford, you can have as many wives as you are able to maintain financially. God did not say what the punishment should be for a man who has more than 4 wives, but he was specific about the punishment for fornication and adultery.
Mm-hmm. So. ¿Tú crees que esta persona, en caso de no estar de acuerdo con su mujer, debería recurrir al adulterio o a la fornicación fuera del matrimonio, o simplemente se casa con otra y...? O sea, estadísticamente es difícil. Si tiene ya 86 mujeres en su pueblo, o sea, yeah. El adulterio le resulta más difícil que las relaciones matrimoniales, quizás.
Probably. I mean, and if he was, imagine that he was actually having an affair with somebody. Nobody would actually know, would they? If imagine this man was with another woman. If he was actually sleeping with a woman who wasn't his wife. Would any of them know that it wasn't his wife?
I don't think so. It would be difficult to keep control over him.
Yeah, yeah. But he did it as Cabrera's.
Imagínate cuando esta persona haga paella los domingos. Para 86 personas, ¿eh? Bueno, 86 más 170 hijos. Una paella para 250 personas cada domingo. O sea, es un montón.
It's a lot.
Qué gran paella, ¿eh? Personalmente, si vosotros fueseis musulmanes y estuvieseis a favor de la poligamia, que no es el caso, ninguno de los dos, ¿cuántas mujeres tendríais? 4, 86, 32, 1, 3.
Well, to be honest, I think I am now a Musulman and
eres un hombre mejillón.
Ah, as well,
also,
another word.
You're thinking of another.
Por lo de las uñas. No.
How many wives would I have if I... I think one's enough, really. Probably.
No, I think one. How many ones? You know, if you meet the girl of your life, she's the one.
Yeah.
How
but
many ones?
But you can have, you can have like 20 or 30 ones.
Maybe. How many?
Or 32s.
How many do I think?
How many do you think?
5.
Yeah. How many have you had?
3. How about you?
Can you only have? One. Can't you only have one?
A mí lo que me parece totalmente injusto es que los hombres puedan tener hasta 86 mujeres y las mujeres solo puedan tener un hombre. Me parece muy injusto, pero bueno, hay que respetar su cultura también.
Yeah. Anyway, so listen to this. This is what one of this man's wives says. Sharifat Bello Abubakar was 25 when she married Mr. Abubakar, who was 74 at the time. Apparently God told her it was time to be his wife. And
4:30.
Let me see what else. Anyway, Mr. Abubakar and his wives do not work, and he has no visible means of supporting such a large family. He refuses to say how he makes enough money to pay for the huge cost of feeding and clothing.
Bueno, pero
so many él
es como un curandero, hemos dicho, algo así.
Bueno,
a lo mejor saca dinero o hace magia o hace euros con su cara o algo, no sé.
Puede ser, a lo mejor. Every meal time, they cook 3 12-kilogram bags of rice. And this means that every day...
Sabía que harían paella.
Yeah. every day they spend around £450. Call it €600. It's all from God, said Mr. Abu Bakr.
Pues God tiene un gran camión.
God is the name of the man who owns the oil refinery in Nigeria that gives him all of his money.
Sí, es General Oil
Department.
Yeah.
Although, according to one of his wives, Mr. Abu Bakr sometimes asks his children to
do
go
paper rounds,
to go and beg for 200 naira, which is, well, it's a euro, €1.
O sea, que le pide a sus hijos que vayan a pedir dinero.
Yeah, but like 200 naira, which is €1 approximately. But even if they all did, then it would bring in under €200.
Under
200 euros. Most of his wives live in a squalid, unfinished house.
Viven en una raquítica casa.
Sí, una casa pues sucia y no acabada y eso. Others live in his house in Lagos, the commercial capital.
Si no lo han terminado, no será por falta de mano de obra, ¿no?
No, exactly. But he doesn't allow any of his family or devotees to take medicine, and he says he does not believe that malaria exists.
Es un verdadero personaje. José Luis Torrente y él son grandes personajes.
As you sit here, if you have any illness, I can see it and just remove it, he says.
Es increíble, este hombre es un verdadero portento.
But not everyone can be cured. And one of his wives, Hafsat Bello Mohammed, says two of her children have died. They were sick and we told God, and God said, their time has come.
Increíble. En una cultura tan lejana como esta, unir la cultura española con la cultura nigeriana se hace imposible, incluso para un puente como el que nosotros creamos.
Let's do it, Cabrera.
When moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars is the dawning of the
pues es hora de hacer negocios. Collins, nos has traído otro tema.
Un poco el vuelo de los Conacordes.
Desconocido, es de los mismos también. Es de Flight of. Es otro tema desconocido, pero de este grupo que tanto nos está gustando y que tantos emails de agradecimiento han recibido desde que empezamos a ponerlo en Brave Potatoes. Yeah. Collins, ¿qué canción nos trae esta vez? ¿Cómo se titula?
It's called Business Time. Es la hora de
negocios. De los negocios.
Sí.
Vamos con.
Pero voy a omitir los, porque si no.
Venga, vayamos con ello sin más dilatación.
Eso.
Girl.
Sí, chica.
Tonight
esta noche haremos el amor.
You know,
¿sabes cómo lo sé, nena? Porque es miércoles y las noches de miércoles es cuando hacemos el amor. Los martes visitamos a tu madre, pero los miércoles hacemos el amor. Porque todo está justo. Las condiciones son perfectas. No hay nada en la tele. Está bien. Te acercas de mí y dices algo sexy como...
Igual me acuesto, tengo que trabajar mañana.
Sé que lo que me estás diciendo, nena, quieres decir, es hora de negocios. Es hora de negocios.
Es hora de negocios.
Es lo que quieres decir que es hora de negocios.
Es hora de negocios.
Oh, Luego estamos cepillándonos los dientes en el lavabor. Son juegos preliminares. Me encanta. Luego organizas el reciclaje. No es juego preliminar, pero sí que es muy importante. Ya estamos en la cama. Llevas esa fea camiseta antigua y holgada de la jornada de ejercicios. La de la jornada de ejercicios de equipo del antiguo curro. La de la mancha de curry. Me quito la ropa muy torpemente, tropezando sensualmente con los calzoncillos. Ahora estoy desnudo, salvo los calcetines, y sabes qué hora es cuando solo llevo calcetines.
Es hora de... horas de negocios.
Cuando solo llevo calcetines, por esto se llaman calcetines de negocios. Oh,
es hora de...
hora de negocios. Oh, sí. Haciendo el amor. Haciendo el amor por dos. Haciendo el amor por 2 minutos. Conmigo solo necesitas 2 minutos, porque soy tan intenso. Susurras algo sexy como... ¿ya está? Sí. Sí, ya está. Y me dices que quieres más. Pues no me sorprendes. Pero tengo bastante sueño.
Es hora de... hora de negocios.
Estamos fuera de horario comercial, nena.
Es hora de... hora de negocios.
Business time, hora de negocios. Otro temazo de The Flight of the Conchords, el vuelo de los acordes. Collins.
Flawlessly translated and sung, I'm sure you will agree.
Libremente traducido y cantado por...
No. Sin fallos, dije irónicamente.
Bueno, algún fallito hemos encontrado, pero bueno. Collins, realmente
es
no...
que hay dos versiones. Y la letra que he cogido de internet es de la versión televisiva. Y la que hemos escuchado es de la del CD. O sea, del álbum. Entonces es un poco distinto, pero he improvisado.
No, está muy bien, está muy bien. Nos ha gustado la entonación, el dueto. Es un grupo que os recomendamos de nuevo desde Brave Potatoes, The Flight of the Conchords. Desde aquí.
Indeed.
Y bueno, nos están esperando el siguiente programa para entrar en acción. Y okay, bueno, okay. Es momento de despedirnos hasta el próximo mes. Ya hasta septiembre no estaremos con ustedes, queridos oyentes.
Oh my God.
Va a ser una larga, larga, larga semana. Nos vemos la próxima semana a la misma hora, como siempre, aquí en Brave Potatoes.
Take care.
Hasta la próxima semana.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I have not.